Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Well, the white and grey smoke has puffed nicely over Brayhead Arena, and as we all know, Brayhead Clan have a brand new coach. Giving his first interview with Clan Radio is the new man in charge, a Canadian with a wealth of experience in North America, as a player playing in the NHL with New York Rangers and Los Angeles Kings, among others, and in Germany with clubs such as Hamburg Freezers, Ingolstadt, and last season as a player, then a coach with Ice Piraten Crimmitschau. Not to mention representing Germany over 50 times as a player in the World Championships and in the 2010 Olympic Games in Vancouver. So let's give a big welcome to John Tripp, who joins me on the line now. John, welcome to Brayhead Clan. How does it feel to be taking on the new role in a new country?
I'm excited. I mean, it's a good opportunity. I had the chance to take over a team last year, and it was a big challenge, and there was a lot of adversity. But I really enjoyed it because it was coaches taking over a team never go in a good position, so you learn a lot from it, what to do and what not to do. So it really helped me. And now switching countries, and I'm excited. I mean, my family's excited about coming there. It's something different. I've been all over the world, and the last 12 years I've been spending in Germany. So it'll be fun though.
So how was Brayhead Clan sold to you? How did the likes of Gareth Chalmers sell the club and its attraction to you?
Oh, well, I mean, it was for both situations. They were looking for somebody young with some good hockey knowledge, and I was looking for also another challenge. And it just the two parties got together, and it was a good fit, and it worked out. So it's, but I mean, I knew a little bit of before. I pay attention, as a coach and a player, you pay attention to all the other leagues. So I know, Brayhead's a fairly big name in the league, along with a couple other places. So some of the buddies I talk to, I keep in touch and keep my eyes open.
Now, as you said, you've lived, worked, and even represented Germany for the last 12 years. So why was the Elite League and the UK the right destination for you?
I just felt for myself, and it's a good, as I said, it was already a good opportunity, but being able to, coach a team and put together a team, it'll be a good learning experience, and, I'm ready for it. So it'll be a lot of fun. I had some other opportunities in Germany as well, but this one came up, and, I decided to jump on it and take advantage.
So tell us about the sort of hockey you like to play and the sort of team you want to build in Glasgow. How do you want to build the team here?
Well, I mean, coaches that play hockey have a tendency to use what they've learned in the game and use that to their coaching, because it's what we've done. There's no secret to success. It's all about hard work and details. And along comes with that, with determination, commitment, but that's all part of one big thing. And, my success was keeping my eye on the prize. I've always challenged myself. I always wanted to be better than everybody else, no matter what I did. And that helped me. I'm a hard worker. I'm detailed. And that's something that gave me a lot of my success. So you can't forget the things that work for you. And I plan on working that into a team. So, as for a team, I just want to, what's big for me is, there's a lot of players out there. There's a lot of players that can be replaced. I mean, the players that you can't replace are the top players in the world that are in the NHL, like Crosby's and Malkins and, Gretzky. Those guys can't be replaced. But in all the other leagues, there's a lot of players. If you lose one, you can find another one. So it comes down to getting the right fit in the team, having good character, guys that want to work for each other, trust each other, and that's basically what I want. Teams that are just going to go through the boards for you and work hard. I want a fit team, because that's always been one of my key things, is my training. So that's going to come on the line too. But, it starts with your goalie and your defense, and obviously forwards coming back to play defense as well. So you need a good defensive game in order to create offense and to win. You can't win if you don't play defense, and that's one of the one of the things I'm concentrating on.
Now, I spoke with Paul Gardner, the former Clan coach and a former coach of yours from your time at Hamburg Freezers, and he says one of the biggest attributes you have is your work ethic. You're very big on working hard. Is that something you agree with? Was Paul right when he said that?
Well, like I told you, details. I mean, you know, I was always in the gym. Even as I got older, I knew I had to work harder if I wanted to stay in shape and skate well and be in shape as the others. It's always, I've always said, why do we work out on the weekends? I always said, because the other people don't. So it's just about getting advantage and being better and being on top of the game. If you can't change in the game, you can't grow as a person. And, I learned to change to stay alive and have success, not just float as you get older, per se, but to be successful and still be effective at a later age. So it comes with change, but definitely hard work is, it's like anything else. It doesn't matter what job you have. If you do your homework and you're prepared, you'll have success.
Now, I believe you've already started on the recruitment side of things. How's things going on that front without obviously giving us too many details at this time?
With what, sorry?
Recruitment.
I can't hear you. Sorry, with players?
Yeah, the recruitment side of things. How's things going with trying to bring players in so far?
No, it's good. I've had a lot of, I've been talking to a lot of friends and talking to a lot of other people, so I've gotten a big list, and it's, it's, there's still a lot of players out there. That's not an issue, but we want to get the right players. But no, I have a big list, and I got an idea of guys I want, whether I can get them or not. That'll be the story at the end to see how it works out. But you don't always get what's on your wish list. But if we can, then that's a bonus, and then always get a couple surprises. But there's a lot of names out there, and I'm starting. I've talked to a few goalies and stuff like that. So we're just gonna get a feel of what we can bring and what we can do and make it work. So it's a lot of fun.
And finally, you are swamped with messages on social media from the fans over here welcoming you to the club. First of all, what did you make of the welcome you've had from the fans, and do you have a message for them?
Well, I mean, I've noticed they have a very strong culture. Everyone talks about the Purple Army, which is pretty cool. It's been overwhelming. I've noticed that media is a big thing in Brayhead, which is good. It's good for hockey. Hockey needs that. They seem to have a good group of fans. Any people I've talked to, they're like, well, the fans are really good in that town. We obviously know the rink is a top rink, so it's I'm excited. We want to bring something to the fans. We want to have a lot of fun, but we want to win, and there's a price at it, just about the commitment, and it seems like it's a good situation.
And that's the brand new Brayhead Clan head coach, John Tripp, excited about coming over and starting with the club. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. We'll have some news and some interviews as we go throughout the summer and prepare for the 2017-18 season. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.